This episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast is sponsored by Spear Travel Group.
Spear Travel Group is a team of dedicated travel professionals that take the work and stress out of planning all your travel needs for events before, during, and after your wedding, and of course, your entire wedding weekend.
They can help you with hotel accommodation needs surrounding your wedding. So wedding room blocks for out-of-town guests, which is a big deal, or even if you're going to, let's say, Nashville for your bachelor or bachelorette party, or Miami. They can help you find unique experiences anywhere in the world.
They can also help with luxury home rentals and hotels, which could be great for venues or for guests to stay. And after the wedding, they can help you curate your dream honeymoon.
Spear Travel helps clients with booking and building out their dream destination wedding, and they take away all the work but leave all the fun, saving you hours of endless research and that craziness of like having to read through and look through every single review online to see if the place is even worth it.
Plus, there are added perks, VIP service. They can help you use your points. Everything is negotiated on your behalf.
Listen, Spear does not just want to spend the weekend with you. As soon as that ring is on your finger, that's when the relationship starts. They're in this for the fun, and they want to have a great time with their clients.
All of their services at their core are at no cost to you. So visit them today, speartravelgroup.com, S-P-E-A-R, travelgroup.com, or send them a note at info@speartravelgroup.com to set up an intake call.
Thank you, Spear Travel Group.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding plans. Tearing it up. Listen. Learn. Land that way. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Hello, thank you for joining us.
Christy, I am really excited about this episode because we've talked about virtual weddings. Last year, after the pandemic, we talked to Jason Mitchell-Kahn, you know, on the show, and he had told us that he had attended his cousin's virtual wedding. And then we got to talking, and I'm like, I want to start doing these virtual weddings. Christy put the kibosh on that idea. She, you know, as we've mentioned before,
for
I have a
myself.
Lot of ideas.
Yeah.
For yourself, I have a lot of ideas. Christy will choose to or not to participate. And so I was like, well, I can do this. And, you know, and I have done quite a few of them. But recently, Wedfully got in touch with us and, you know, we had a phone conversation and I absolutely adore the ladies at Wedfully. Caroline, who is on this episode, the founder of Wedfully, is like, I really feel like I just kind of want to be on their team and like hang out and like have drinks after work with these people, with these women. Like,
and this is a team of people who facilitate an elevated virtual wedding. So they've like figured it. They've cracked the code.
Oh, they've got it down. Okay. And while I've done them and have loved doing them and very much enjoy it because it's so different than anything I've ever done, and they've been successful and they've been intimate, and I do feel like the virtual component is here to stay now. That is something
anywhere.
That the pandemic has brought to us and has taught us how to do, and it is something that I feel like going forward is going to be a component that people will say, yeah, let's go ahead and live stream because I have family, you know, in these other countries or grandparents,
like,
whatever.
Let's add that to our package.
Let's
let
add that to our vendor
it.
List. Right. Mm-hmm. And with Wedfully, you literally hire them. They do it all. They do it all. They don't come to you, but they show you how to set up the cameras and they take care of it all behind the scenes. It is truly, I mean, they're genius. They're genius. So I have decided that I no longer want to do these on my own. It's just a lot of work. Not to say I won't ever do it, but it's just easier to do this with Wetfully. Okay, people, I'm going to just say it. It's easier to do it with Wetfully. Their pricing is the same and they got it figured out. And so we, as the podcast, have decided to partner with Wetfully. They are an official affiliate of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. They are offering a discount to our listeners. And if you did want me to MC your virtual component, I am available.
Ooh.
To do it through Wetfully. I am considered an add-on.
Mm. Okay. Oh, you're part of the a la carte menu.
I'm a la carte. Yes. Yes. As an MC to your virtual guests. So Christy was not on this interview, but I filled her in. And
that's very good. This company has the systems in place, you know, and with that comes all the troubleshooting that's already been done when you hire a professional who knows WTF they're doing.
WTF, so I'm excited. Man. Yes. And we're going to hear from two Wetfully past clients that had their wedding. By the way, if you go to Wetfully website, and that's Wetfully with one L, by the way. I want to spell it with two, but it's not. It's one L. Mm-hmm. They have videos from these weddings. So you can actually watch these videos and understand and get a feel for how awesome they are. So we had Kelly and Joe on this episode talking to them. And then we had Catherine, who married Han in San Francisco. And each of their weddings was very unique and different. But the outcome was the same in that they absolutely loved these weddings and the way it worked, and couldn't have imagined their wedding any other way. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope you learn a lot. It's really lovely. You're going to love Caroline and Kelly and Joe and Catherine. All right. Listen up. Here we go.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I loved seeing your video on the Wetfully website, and I'm super stoked that you're talking to our listeners today. And I think my biggest takeaway, and I've talked a lot about this a lot on the podcast, is that you go from like this big budget wedding that you're like, holy shit, we're spending a lot of money on a wedding, to holy shit, we don't have the option to do that wedding unless we postpone way, way out. And so you saved a lot of money. And I just love where you and your husband met for the first time. Do you want to let our listeners know where you met?
Sure. So we met during a mutual friend's bachelorette party in a strip club.
Yes. Yeah, in the city, in San Francisco?
In the city.
Gold Club?
No, it wasn't Gold Club. It was Hustler.
Oh, okay. I know that one too. Yeah.
Great. You know, I've been to a couple of parties there, and just it's always a great time. So I actually know our mutual friend because we're both pole dancers. And we train at the same studio. And so...
Oh my God.
She met doing a group routine, and she said, oh, I'm going to get married. I'm having, you know, a bachelorette party. My friend Han is planning it. And I had known a Han before, and she was a woman. And so I just assumed like, oh, they were roommates. So I'm texting with this person going like, oh, she seems delightful. I really like this Han. And then I'm talking to her. She goes, oh, she's not a she, she's a he, and he's Dutch. And yeah, I forgot to mention that. And I said, okay, so I met him. We started off at a restaurant. We were at opposite ends of the table, so I didn't really get to meet him. And then, you know, we went to the club and just connected, and it was incredible. So we've been inseparable ever since. And so I figured, we had a non-traditional start, so why don't we just go full non-traditional wedding? Let's go for it.
Well, this is a good sign. If you meet a guy at a strip club,
yeah,
and that guy ends up paying attention to you the whole night, girl. You got it going on. And you got married? And I mean, come on.
Married.
Wow. Okay. So tell me.
I tapped my shoulder, my friend on the shoulder at the end of the night. I said, hey, I really dig in your friend. Can I dig him home? And she's like, do you have his consent? I said, yes, of course I do. What am I going to do?
What do you have his consent? That was very responsible of her.
It's very responsible of her. I adore her. I adore him.
Love
flying around. And for those who can't see me, I am wearing a shirt with hearts on it. So
what was your favorite part of your wedding?
Oh my gosh. This is the most impossible question to answer. I love it. Thank you for asking it, but it is so hard to answer because there's so much that we loved about it. Right. I mean, if you asked Han, he would probably say the group dance. He loved it. It was great fun. And I think for me, it's really hard to decide between how connected I felt to him throughout the entire day. I mean, he makes me coffee every morning and brings it to bed. And the wedding day was no different, right? I started my morning with him bringing me coffee. We got to sit and just enjoy the moment. And then throughout the day, we just got to take these little moments. I mean, like less logistics, less stress, right?
100%.
Not that there's anything wrong with having a lot of logistics and having a big party, but for that day, it was sort of a little blessing that we didn't have anything going on to navigate.
No hair and makeup, no people in the room, no separation.
Makeup. Wedfully was all over the technical details, and they had prepped us so well to where I just didn't feel stressed about it. And I could take that time and just enjoy the small moments with my husband. And I can still like take myself back to those moments. They're so palpable, right? Because I had the time to just wrap my head around it. So I felt at all times super connected with him. But the other thing I would say I really loved was how special it felt. Our planner Colby really helped guide us through the planning process. You know, a little bit of planning goes a long way. And so, you know, being home, we got to do more planning, different planning than we would have been able to do if we were at a rented space. I got to decorate the hell out of my tiny ass backyard, right? I mean, it's a sneeze of a backyard. It's so small, but we got to make it into this like beautiful space, and I got to make my own cake, and I got to build an arch in honor of my late father. And I just got to experience my space in a different way and in a really special way that I can still enjoy when I go out there today. My backdrop is still hanging.
Oh, that's awesome. When was your wedding?
July 25th.
Okay. So you had it over the summer.
We did. Yeah.
In San Francisco. Like there was no weddings happening at that time in San Francisco. What were your original, when did you get engaged, by the way?
New Year's Eve 2020.
Okay. So before the shit hit the fan, you had no clue.
Yeah, no.
Okay. And initially, what did you and Hans think you would do for your wedding? Had you started planning it?
Yeah, we had. So we met the previous May. He moved in the fall. We got engaged on New Year's Eve, and we were trying to get married in the summer.
Nice and slow. Okay.
Nice and slow. You know, we don't like to rush things around here. Not in that, you know?
Yeah. Right. Take it easy. Okay. Yeah.
So he's Dutch. I'm American. And we both have big circles of family and friends. And so we were going to have two celebrations, one in San Francisco at the Presidio and one in the Netherlands. We had rented a small castle in the Dutch countryside and had imagined this lovely multi-day event, right? And that was a real hard one to let go of.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. So had you already booked the Presidio?
We had booked everything.
Oh, wow. You did. Oh, wow. You did.
Everything. So we had to cancel all of it.
Okay. And so at what point did you make the call? Because, I mean, you could have rescheduled. A lot of people are rescheduling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't you reschedule?
You know, I think it's a combination of things, really. One, I'm a nurse. My husband's a scientist. And we couldn't see we couldn't see far enough in advance to have any confidence that we were going to be able to get married in the time frame that we really wanted. You know, we just didn't have that kind of visibility, and the visibility we did have sort of indicated that it was going to be a long time, and we didn't mm-hmm. want to wait a long time. I mean, I am 40 and I met him at a time when we didn't want to wait anymore. It took me a long time to find this man mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I just couldn't wait to marry him. And I think for him, he felt the same way. He said, you know, let's just start our lives. You know, we don't actually have to cancel anything. We can just reimagine it later. So we just said, okay, we're gonna reimagine as a vow renewal all of these events. So we don't have to say goodbye to them. But you know, you still do have to say goodbye to some of these things. I canceled the bridal shower, canceled the dress fitting, canceled all those things. And that was really, really hard. I'm not gonna lie. It was, I had already gone through like those series of disappointments, and the entire time we were telling ourselves and each other, we are just so grateful to be healthy and safe. We're so grateful to be healthy and safe. I didn't feel like I had the right to be sad about this, if I'm honest. And it wasn't until I allowed myself to be proper sad, like full ugly cry. And, you know, I had to move through that. And then once I moved, I just had to like get up, dust myself off, and really get creative about how we were going to do the thing that we wanted to do, which was get married, which we can, you know, so many people have been successful at getting creative. And that's when we started, you know, going down the rabbit hole of alternative wedding ideas and found some testimonials that were like, get on the phone to Wedfully yesterday. You will not be disappointed. If you're questioning it, just stop and just call and thank us later.
And just your story is so exactly what I've been hearing from like hundreds of people that listen to the podcast or in our Facebook community. Like, I'm sad. I don't feel like I have the right to be sad. You know, this is no fun. And then you have to give yourself that time, that moment, like you said, ugly cry, which all of us do, to let, you know, to understand and be okay with like, yeah, this sucks. This is sad for me.
Yeah.
But then this happened and you were able to move on, and it was like amazing, right? And how much money did you save?
Just ballpark. Listen, between the two events, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Which we, you know, we really do want to, we do want to spend the money and support the industry later when we can reimagine again as a vow renewal, because we know that a lot of people are hurting, and, you know, we want to be good members of our community. And, you know, there were still areas that we decided to splurge, you know, in the planning of our virtual wedding. Like, we hired a local florist, and normally I would look at ways to kind of save money on each little thing. And in this case, I was just like, I want the best package you have because you're a local florist. I need flowers and I don't have anything else to spend money on right now for the wedding.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. How many guests did you have virtually?
Great question. Oh gosh. I want to say 220 maybe.
Okay. So you had over 200 guests, another big one. Yeah. All over the world. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I had a friend in from Madrid. I had a friend that I've known since I was a teenager that I met in South America. She joined. We had friends in Germany, the Netherlands, I mean, all over Europe because of my husband. I had some Canadian family friends join. So it was, there were a lot of countries represented.
Anyone in person?
We had one friend that was there to help us with photos.
Nice. And you're efficient?
Was my sister. She was also on Zoom.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we had our computer set up underneath the arch. And then our ring bearer was my nephew. This is another maybe small favorite part was we reimagined the ring toss. So I bought two matching red velvet ring cases, and I shipped one to my sister in advance so that she could have it empty. And then my nephew threw it from his screen, and my husband caught it on this screen. So our attendant, the one that was taking photos, she threw it at the same time that my nephew did. So it looked like it was being thrown from one screen to the next.
That is so good. I love that idea.
It was super fun. My grandmother, she's older and she has a little bit of dementia. And she said to my mom in that moment, she's like, I don't think that was very nice. He shouldn't throw the ring like that.
Well, it's true. She's right.
It was very cute. But a lot of people said it was a nice effect, and it was a way for, you know, what we felt so bad about was the fact that our family and friends we thought weren't going to be as involved. But yeah. We found out with, you know, working with Wedfully and working with Colby, who's a freaking doll. Oh my God. Can we talk about Colby for a second?
Colby is your Wedfully wedding planner.
Oh my gosh. She is an angel. She's an angel. She's just wonderful, right? Yeah.
That is so awesome. I think that's wonderful that you have that support. It's like a full service.
Full service. And she knew how important it was for us to get our family and friends involved. And so she helped get the planning, like let us, you know, go full bore with the planning and make sure that, you know, we did have time to practice so that my sister would feel comfortable, so that my mom would feel comfortable not being super tech savvy, and that our family in the Netherlands would also feel like they were involved. You know, building in slideshows with music and
that's awesome
playlists. So yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. So everybody watched the ceremony. And then did you have like a little cocktail reception, cake cutting, first dance, any of those micro events?
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah. So after the ceremony, we had a break, and then we came back and did the first dance. On our patio. And then we had told them in the invitation, get a cocktail, get a treat. And so we had cocktails and drinks while we were doing speeches, and everybody said it was great. They felt like they had a front row seat. They got to hear everybody. They got to really enjoy it in a way that they didn't think they would have been able to, you know, if they were at a table on the outskirts of an in-person wedding. And then after that, we had the cake cutting, and I mean, I didn't feel like I missed out on, you know, any of those really quintessential wedding moments. I mean, the part that we missed out on was having people in there and hugging and being able to host them. But we, again, just keep telling ourselves, we're going to host people.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah. Someday. Exactly. Exactly. Right. No, I think that's great. What did people do when you took your little break after the ceremony? I'm thinking about logistics. What did they do? What did you tell them to do?
We told them to, I think, prepare, you know, go get their, take a bio break, go get your drink, go get your treat,
hang
out, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And then when we welcomed them back, I think we welcomed them back with a slideshow. So we welcomed them, you know, with we really, really wanted to honor our parents. So we had created a slideshow that was really sentimental and definitely hard for me. You know, I lost my dad 7 years ago, and it's just been like incredibly hard. And to think about this without him there was just a really emotional moment for me. And to be able to share the pictures, the memories with the people, even virtually, was really important for me.
I got to tell you, in person, it's hard to share those pictures at a wedding, like to honor a loved one who's passed on. And I think in this instance, like it was right in their screen and it was a true moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And the music, again, with Wedfully being willing to really coordinate and deal with my OCD, like just, I'm super detailed. I had a spreadsheet, like, okay, this screen goes with, like, you start the song at this moment, and everything was coordinated and they executed great. It took the energy a little bit, I'm not going to say down, but it definitely went in a more sentimental direction. And then after that, we came back with the first dance, which was a little bit higher energy. And then we like got into the speeches and everything. So we definitely wanted the flow to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you have to get back to work. And I want to say that congratulations to you and Hans and the whole coffee in bed thing in the morning. My husband and I have been married 19 years. We have coffee in bed every morning together. So that's good. Yeah, it's the best, right?
Yeah, it is.
My white duvet doesn't think so, but oh well. It is.
Yeah,
what it
is. You know, we're struggling with the white duvet too, but you know, it's worth it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Hi, my name's Caroline. I'm the founder and CEO of Wedfully, and I am based in Denver, Colorado.
All right, Caroline. So we met a few weeks ago now. Maybe when were we emailing? I want to say it was like I guess it must have been January. It was January.
Yes. It's all a blur.
It's all a blur. Time goes by fast and slow, depending on how you're feeling. January, when Amy, who works with you at Wedfully, emailed us about, you know, being on the podcast or maybe advertising or maybe somehow collaborating. And I remember seeing the email come through and I was like, I know who that is. I know who Wedfully is. Just because I, you know, individually as a wedding planner had started doing virtual weddings myself.
Right.
You know, just because like that's all we could do. So yeah, I think I responded to Amy like, oh yeah, I know who you guys are. This is awesome. But I also offer this service. I don't know. Maybe we should just talk. Maybe there's something there. And there was something there because I think you all have really figured this out to an extent that most have not. Like even people who are tech savvy, like there's some videographers doing this now, and which is lovely. But I think that as those listening will hear, you all have figured this out to a whole nother level that many have not. And that you are offering really an A to Z service for this virtual wedding experience, all remotely, by the way. And so I want you to start off by take us through the process of a Wedfully wedding, start to finish. I call up, I'm a bride, like, hi, how does this work? Like, what do we do? That's not how you would talk. I would actually be like, hi, my name is Michelle. How does this work?
Yes, this is one of my favorite questions because I think it is, we get a lot of pleasantly surprised responses after. I think we can go back to the first like initial, what is a virtual wedding? Kat kind of touched on it. It's like, what is this? This is kind of weird. This is kind of new. So a lot of people come to us with a little bit of confusion, a little bit of like skepticism. And so I love walking them through this because at the end of it, they're kind of like, whoa, I didn't know it could be like this. I didn't know it could be this fun, this energetic, this emotional, which is something we have to touch on later because I know you've experienced that as well while doing them. But let me dive into my little spiel.
Dive in.
So the first thing we tell people and what I want people to know always is that a virtual wedding is not a passive event. It does not have to be a passive guest event. We want our guests to be involved, having fun, interactive, cameras on, dressed up, there for it, just the way they would be in person. And so we achieve that through involving them as much as possible throughout the event. We start out completely like we are your virtual hospitality element. We don't want to mix, like we don't want to be on site because your guests aren't on site. So we want someone that's catering to them virtually and on their same playing field. So we start out with greeting the guests. There's obviously so much prep work that goes into this that we can dive into later, but the guest experience, they log on 30 minutes before the wedding. Those that are a little bit nervous about the tech, we're there to support them, help them get their audio set up, make sure they're viewing everything well. This is also a really great time for media. Couples love, just like you heard from Kat, being able to show, like, share media, whether that's a slideshow. A lot of couples will do like a how we met video, which is super cute. A custom playlist of sorts, you know, set the vibe, let them know they're in the right place, and get kind of them settled before the big event starts. During this time, our favorite thing to say is the couple is totally doing their own thing on site. Like, they're not pressing any buttons on Zoom. They're not stressing about it. We'll be working with their on-site contact to make sure things are good, but they're like drinking their mimosas, getting ready, enjoying the day, zero tech stress.
That's just like, I think everybody's biggest mental block when they think about the potential of doing this is like, that's too techy. I don't want to have to deal with that. There's no way my grandmother can get on a computer, let alone watch us on Zoom, let alone talk to us. But yeah. you all make this happen.
Mm-hmm. That's like our expertise. We are there for you on the tech end. We're going to make sure this is super smooth for you as a guest and for you as a couple. So once everyone's ready and we get the thumbs up from on site, we launch into the processional. Processional can be so fun because we allow people to participate virtually. So whether it's your flower children or your ring bears or your maid of honor, whoever it is, we can set them up virtually walking down an aisle in their house, in their backyard, wherever it is. It's super fun to jump from, you know, maybe we're in New York for your maid of honor, and then we're in California for your ring bear. And people have really gotten creative with it. They've done doggy processionals. We had one couple have like their dog in daycare. And so they had the daycare get on Zoom, and we like spotlighted the dog, and he was walking down the aisle at daycare. Cat and Han did like a ring toss, which is so fun. They had the ring bear toss the ring across the screen, and then they caught it on site. So lots of fun ways to incorporate processional people. I think my favorite thing and differentiator between an in-person wedding and a virtual wedding with this virtual processional is that you can include people that might not have typically been spotlighted at the in-person wedding walking down the aisle. But because this is virtual, and honestly, you can do whatever you want, you can have grandparents, you can have your wedding party be bigger, and it's not as much of like, okay, here comes another person, because it's fun, right? It's like, oh, who's popping up next? Like, where are they? It's a different scene. So the processional is super fun. Once we get everyone down the aisle, you know, we can act as DJ for a lot of people who are going the super low end, like low cost route, and want us to handle all of that. We'll be your DJ for the entire processional and wedding. After we get everyone in and ready to go and processed in, we jump to the ceremony. Ceremony is super fun. Pretty much can look the same as if you had a huge in-person wedding, because typically people are just sitting there watching anyways. The beauty of virtual world is, and we hear couples say this time and time again, is that their guests have a very up close and personal shot. You have like a closer shot than even you would have if you were sitting in the front row at the wedding, which we set up all these different angles for them. So you could have a partner one cam, partner two cam, we call those vow shots, and really get these nice personal emotional shots as they're going through the ceremony. You can have virtual singers, readers, in-person singers, in-person readers, whatever your heart desires. We've done all kinds.
Possibilities are endless.
Truly here. Endless. Like, we've had
if you can put a camera on them.
Yeah.
Oh, you've had celebrities.
We've had celebrity officiants of sorts. We've had amazing political figures who typically wouldn't be able to make it in person officiate weddings. So that's kind of a fun perk, is that they might not be able to make it in person and officiate, but they can officiate virtually.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yes. My favorite is, we have Jerry from Parks and Rec. Is that the show?
Parks and Rec. Yep.
He officiated a wedding. So fun. Real goofball. Really set the mood. And then after the ceremony, we always encourage people to take a short, what we call intermission. There's a Jewish wedding tradition that I love to pull from, and they take time after the wedding to just go embrace the fact that they got married. And
you could.
Yes. Thank you. And yes. They go, and just the two of them spend time in a room together. And I love to tell people that's something that everyone should do in virtual wedding world, because you should embrace the fact that you just did something really exciting and important in your life and take time between the two of you. So we always say
that's what we recommend in in-person weddings. I always do that too. Like, you guys go in a room by yourself, take a moment. Same thing. You could do that virtually.
Yes. So
or not, well, they're not virtual,
right?
But all their guests are virtual.
And during this time, guests can use the restroom, refresh their drinks, stretch their legs if they need to. Just a nice little time to kind of, for lack of a better word, take an intermission break.
Hi, if you're listening to this podcast, you might be planning a wedding or thinking about planning one or replanning one, or maybe you want to be a wedding planner.
We have been producing this podcast for over 4 years. Woo. And now we've taken all of that feedback, all of the interactions we've had through the podcast, and the expertise we have as professional wedding planners, and we've created the Big Wedding Planning Masterclass.
This is a digital course that shows you how to plan step by step from beginning to end our way. It's also helpful at any stage of the planning process, even if you've already gotten started or you're at the very tail end of wedding planning.
We know not everyone can afford a wedding planner, and we saw a need for a comprehensive, customizable, completely inclusive wedding planning instructional course.
With our course, you get templates, spreadsheets, worksheets, timelines, checklists, and pro tips. Plus, we included tons of videos and screen shares to show you exactly how to use all of our planning tools.
And we're here for you. If you have any questions, please email us at hello@thebigweddingplanningpodcast.com. And if you're interested in the course, go to thebigweddingplanningmasterclass.com for more information and to sign up.
Again, www.thebigweddingplanningmasterclass.com. Thank you.
I'm Joe Salvo, and
I'm Kelly Salvo.
Newly married, Kelly and Joe, Joe and Kelly.
That's our 4 month anniversary today.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. Oh yeah, it's February 10th and you got married October 10th.
Yeah.
10-10-2020, the most infamous day of 2020.
The most, yeah. I'm really curious to know from each of you, what was the favorite part of your wedding day?
Kelly, do you want to go first?
Sure. I think for me, it was being able to share in the moment with everybody from around the world. We have friends and family in Japan and in the Philippines, and kind of all over. So I think for me, it was just, I've come from a family who my parents both have lots of siblings. So we've had lots of weddings in the families, and those have always been really fun, just times to be together. And I think, you know, in the pandemic, we got engaged in the pandemic. And so I wasn't sure what that was going to look like, but I think one of my favorite parts was still being able to have that feeling of, celebrating with all those people.
Nice. And Joe, what was your favorite part?
Well, the obvious answer is that I got to marry Kelly. That was my favorite part of the entire day.
Yes.
So
good answer, Joe. Both
of that, but also, you know, in terms of just, you know, looking at the entire event and everything, I agree with Kelly. You know, we all had a crazy year in 2020 where we didn't get to see people. You know, people were, you know, quarantining, you're staying at home, not being able to socialize. And, you know, it felt like a big social event, mostly in part to Wedfully, being able to connect all of our friends and family. You know, so many people said, man, this was the best wedding that we've had, whether it was in person or virtual. And they all felt like they got to interact with us. They felt like they had a front row seat at the wedding. And we could feel that energy as well during that, you know, on the day. Just by knowing that they're all logged in there. I don't know what it was, but we could definitely feel their love.
Feel the love, the energy coming through for sure. So you all got engaged during the pandemic, before, like, what was that?
During.
Okay. Okay. When did you get engaged?
In April.
Okay.
Right after Easter, I believe. And then, so we had about 6 months to plan the wedding. You know,
did you know when you got engaged, like right away, both of you were like, we want to get married this year? Or, I mean, what were your original thoughts?
Yeah. So Kelly's father is a scientist at Vanderbilt that studies coronaviruses. And so he, you know, we kind of had the inside scoop of this is going to be a lot worse than, you know, people think, oh, it will just be out for a week or a month. And, you know, he kind of told us this is going to be a while. We were able to, we saw something about Wedfully in the New York Times, and and that, you know, then her mom looked that up, showed it to us, and I did some research, and we thought, you know what, let's try this. You know, it's, you know, why not try something new? And I'm always one that likes to think outside the box and do creative things, and took some convincing for Kelly to jump on board, but I'm glad she did.
Me too. Kelly, your dad, you guys, that's like, can I call your dad, Kelly? Because I want to know exactly what is going on. So he's a scientist or epidemiologist, or was he always studying this?
Yeah, he's a scientist. He's worked at Vanderbilt. We moved to Nashville when I was three, so like 30 years ago, and coronaviruses is his area of specialty. So when SARS was a big deal, that's a type of coronavirus. He was kind of all over the news for that. And, you know, and I've known that word my whole life, but it's, you know, it's not ever been an impact like it is now. So anyway, but yeah, he has worked with it. So he has done a lot of helping with the vaccine trials and things like that. And so more on the science side of it. So,
yeah. So your original plans really weren't anything outside of what this pandemic is. You're like, let's do this. Let's get married. You did it in 6 months. You had it all through Wedfully. You had what I call a hybrid wedding because you had about 20 guests in person. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm really curious, and I'm sure a lot of people listening are curious to know if there was some sort of a bridge in the gap between the people that were there in person and the people that were there remote, virtually. You know, how or what are some things that you all did to make sure that everybody kind of felt included and as one group?
Yeah, so we kept the guest list. The in-person list was basically immediate family, our parents and our siblings and, you know, my sister's husband and kids and their plus ones. And then we each picked one best man and one maid of honor to kind of be there that wasn't related to family, and everyone else, even if there were cousins that live nearby, we just stressed how important it was that our parents were there, and my parents are both high risk. And so, and we were also hoping that Kelly's grandparents could make it, which unfortunately, with the case numbers at that time, they weren't able to make it. But, you know, majority of our friends and family were so understanding and supportive that, you know, they wanted to be there. And some of them were even saying, you know, we'll just drive down and watch it in the driveway, or, you know, like, and peek through the bushes, you know, we'll stay distant, but, you know, we really wanted to stress how important it is that our family, our parents were there, and everyone kind of understood that and respected that.
Awesome. I saw from the video and the link to Kelly and Joe's wedding will be in the show notes of this episode. For those listening, you got to watch. You all did karaoke.
We sure did.
The two of you.
Yeah.
Are you big karaoke people?
I am. It took some convincing for Kelly to do it. And, but
are you the idea partner of the partnership?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always one that's like, ooh, let's do this. And then there's one that's like, let's calm down for a second. Hold on. Sounds like I see that dynamic happening. It's great though. It's so awesome. Yeah. Did anybody else do karaoke? Is that something that just the two of you did?
We ended up doing it after the call, you know, with the people that were there with our family, but not virtually. We unfortunately ran out of time because there was just so much to fit into in a 2-hour period, but we were able to do, you know, our dances. And one of our favorite moments as well was the group dance, which was hosted by Wedfully. And we played Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. And then we got to see all of our guests, or not all of them, but a majority of them kind of get highlighted and spotlighted during the song. And we had a screen set up so that we could see them all. And it was a lot of fun because, again, we saw people from all over the country. And it was kind of like being at a sporting event and watching the big screen on the Jumbotron, and all of a sudden you see your face pop up. You're like, oh, I'm on the TV. And they all start dancing and doing a fun little move. One of our parts of our wedding was that, you know, since it was virtual, as a joke, I put the dress code as pants optional. We're only seen from the waist up. But then during the dance part, several people, you know, took part in the pants optional dress code. So we got to see their fun shorts that they were wearing, or funny sweatpants, or something else like that. So that was also a fun part to witness.
One of Joe's groomsmen had a wolf? He was wearing wolf pants.
Yes. Yeah, these wolf sweatpants. It's like an inside joke between my college friends, and he happened to be wearing them during during that, and took a knee and was that was a highlight of, you know, some of Kelly's coworkers are even saying, who were those guys during the dance part with the pants and the red jackets? And
how many people did you have on Zoom, on the virtual component?
About 250.
Oh wow, that was a lot. That was awesome. I think that was my favorite part of your video, is everybody dancing, watching that. I loved that.
And I think too that piece really helped to connect the people on site and the people virtual. My dad had been hesitant about Wedfully initially when we told him we were going to use it, just because he wanted us to be present with the people who were there and really enjoy our day. I think he was didn't want me to feel like it was going to be a production that I was needing to really, you know, that I was in front of the cameras or whatever. I think he just didn't want to put the pressure of that on. But by the end, he was so glad that we used Wedfully, and even tried to encourage my brother to use them as well. That was a nice way to link those guests there and virtually.
Yeah. And another good way that we kind of felt connected was after the wedding, we could see the chat and, you know, the Zoom chat. And that was another fun part of it, is that, you know, we could see when Kelly was walking down the aisle, everyone starts commenting, kind of like a live stream or live tweet. she looks so beautiful. Yes. Yeah. And that's something that you would never get in an in-person wedding, to have everyone's thoughts kind of, you know, posted there in the chat to
the red carpet. Yeah. Here comes Kelly. Exactly. She's wearing Vera Wang. I love those red shoes. No, you looked beautiful, by the way, Kelly. Thank you. And you did too, Joe. And I noticed you all did the lasso and the veil and the coins, which at first I'm like, wait, are they Latino? Because we do that.
Okay.
In the Mexican culture, but in the Filipino culture, obviously that's
similar Spanish cultures are. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you all, what I found really interesting is that you all not only had your wedding on Wedfully, but I heard you were also guests of a Wedfully wedding. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We were. Yeah.
Yep.
Whose wedding was it? Did you turn these people on to Wedfully?
So, Caroline reached out to us. I think it was maybe a month after our wedding. She was just like, I just have a random question. Would you be willing to chat with this couple who asked, I guess, Caroline, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but asked to talk to someone who had been through it or used Wedfully before. And we were like, oh yeah, sure. We would love to. So we got connected with them. They live in California, and just chatted for an hour and just kind of told them about Wedfully. And then they ended up, I think, signing up after that call maybe. And so we, and then they ended up sending us a link. We had just like been talking and through conversation, told them how people experience, how people really enjoyed the experience at our wedding so much. I mean, that was one of the things my aunt said to me, who was very, again, like really wanted to be there in person because she didn't think that the virtual or Zoom kind of would feel like she was there. But like Joe said, she felt like she was right there. She could see our faces and it just experienced that. And I think a lot of people felt so in the moment. So we were telling this other couple that, and they ended up sending us a, like an invite to their wedding, after that call. So.
Yay. So how was it then to be a guest? How would you describe that?
It was really fun. When we met with them, they were an Indian couple, and I thought in my head, I was like, oh, I want to get invited to this wedding. So I kept kind of smooth with them, and we got the invite, and you know, like they have such amazing outfits and the colors and to see all that. And it came across really well. It was great to see the toasts and learn about the couple a little bit more from their friends and family as they were giving toasts. Again, from India, and seeing the cool dances and the different music. It was a great experience for us.
That is so cool. Did you have a drink? Did you have like little drinks at hand?
Yes, we did. It was
you were new 10 a.m.,
you know, we had drinks.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Mimosas. That's awesome. So good. We really appreciate you sharing your experience. I'm really excited to join forces with Wedfully, and I think it's wonderful that you all make yourselves available. You know, even on the website, that somebody can just like click a button and set up a chat with the two of you to find out how your experience was before making that decision. So it's great, and congratulations to you both. And thank you so much for being on the website. And tell your brother, Kelly, that if he needs any wedding planning advice, you know, listen to the podcast. He and his fiance might find it informative.
Yeah, I will for sure.
And his fiance was our on-site contact at Joe and Kelly's wedding. So she's like really aware of how this works.
Oh, she knows exactly how this goes.
Yeah, she was in my ear the whole wedding.
Oh, that's so
cool. I guess I was in her ear.
Yeah.
Talking her ear off.
tell John to move over. He's blocking the camera.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but it was, she really enjoyed it too. I think that's a big thing some couples have had questions about, is just like how that process works too, you know? And I think it's nice. It was so important for us to have somebody who we trusted, but I think, she loved working with Caroline. She was like, she made it so easy. So it was, you know, it was really good.
That's awesome. Well, you better get back to work, Kelly.
Yes, I have to run. I have a patient who I just got paged. So
Caroline, you have wedding coordinators at Wedfully that will speak in real time on the phone or Zoom, mm-hmm. or however it is, with these clients to prepare and have planning sessions and look around, I'm assuming, the space where they want to have the ceremony, and maybe give them advice on where the cameras should be set up or you know, all that. How does that work?
So your coordinator is with you from day one. That is your Wedfully buddy. They help you set up, like you said, all the camera angles, do consult calls and planning calls. We do 4 calls total with the couple, 2 mm-hmm. consult calls. We focus and hone in on the virtual aspect. So, you know, we still encourage people to get a wedding planner and do all the traditional stuff with them, but we're solely going to focus on the virtual participants that are going to be walking in, the music that you want played at, what time. They're with you during those consult calls. And then also we have 2 calls specifically for tech and AV. One is called the actual AV call. You set up all your angles, you get familiar with the tech, your on-site contacts there. They kind of walk through everything with us. And then the rehearsal, which is, you know, exactly what a rehearsal is. We're going through the whole thing. We have all the tech set up. And yes, that coordinator is with you for all of those calls. So you really do create, honestly, a bond. We have a lot of couples and coordinators that create really magical relationships that continue on past the wedding.
That's awesome. So how did you fall into this? I mean, did you start Wedfully right, you know, with virtual weddings in mind, or what? How did you in particular, why did you start this business?
Yeah. I wish I could say I was like a futurist and I started this in 2017, like knowing that this was going to be the way of the future, but actually in 2017, Wedfully started as virtual wedding planning. So all of our weddings were still in person. I don't think we had even had a wedding that had like a streaming option to it yet at that point. And it was fine. I mean, we had coordinators who were helping plan virtually. And then as you can probably relate to, and so many vendors can relate to, March 2020 hit, and the amount of emails with cancellation and postponement and I want my money back, was going to put us under. Like, we were going to go negative. We were going to owe people money. And that's when I had an idea, you know, back then I did not foresee this being so long. I'm not a scientist. I'm not Kelly's dad and could not know that this is going to last this long. And so I just thought, let's do a Zoom wedding. Let's get some press and let's just try to get through this time and still be in one piece by the end of it. And that one Zoom wedding turned into over 500 weddings in the year of 2020 and really turned into something that I could not have expected and really showed us the true magic of what a virtual wedding could do.
So you've done in 2020, you did over 500 of these?
Yes.
Yes. That's amazing.
I get very tired thinking about it.
That's a lot, Caroline. And you personally are working on these, plus you have other staff that are doing all the, what I like to call the back end, back behind the scenes, backstage, back of the house. That's you. You all are doing this.
Yeah, I think that alone is signal enough to people that this is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And work that I'm all for taking it on your own. But yeah, we have at least two, most of the time, three people from our team on every single wedding.
Wow. And so because you've got people, obviously you do breakout rooms, you have people doing toasts. I mean, I know this just from the ones that I've done, and I didn't nowhere near that number. But I mean, just logistically, we would have a timeline and have to figure out who's going next, who's order of toast. I mean, very much how we create our timelines for the wedding day, you know, in person itself. Did I remember hearing that you all partnered with Zoom? Like, you guys like work directly with them, or like what's that about?
Yeah. I feel like that was like my claim to fame early on.
Right.
I don't know. I feel like I had enough foresight to know that this was going to be at least long enough that I should pursue something there. So when Zoom was like going bonkers, I like right before that happened, snuck into their DMs essentially and just said, I want to do this and I want to work with you all solely on this. And so we formed a collaboration, and that was really, really cool, like early on, because they featured us as a company and they've done some press releases around it. And, you know, we've gotten to lean on them and their team and really utilize Zoom to its full potential. And everyone on my team is like a Zoom expert at this point. So we really
Did they
know.
Help train you guys or answer questions or like, you know, troubleshoot things?
Yes. So early on, I had a Zoom, my very first wedding, I had someone from Zoom on it with me running it.
Ooh.
Yes. Which looking back is so funny. I remember asking her, I was like, so we don't want to share a screen with audio. We just want to share audio. Is that possible? And she like laughed and was like, of course, the options are endless. And like, that's when I really started to dive in and realize that these could be elevated to such a higher level than just passively watching and consuming the wedding like a live stream.
Wow, that is so cool. And then also you have people, different partnerships, but like relationships with like, is it audiovisual company or videographers around the country? Yeah, that in different cities,
yep,
states.
So one thing to clarify for a lot of people who, this is a question we get asked often, is we are not on site. So we are 100% virtual. And so we do require the couple to have someone on site who we can be talking to every once in a while, which is called our on-site contact. The like basic, very DIY setup that we encourage people to do is cell phones, tripods, and a simple audio device. So you can still have multiple cameras and really make it a magical experience. Using cell phones and connect them to Zoom, prop them in the tripods. But for a lot of couples, they want to elevate it to the next level and they will hire professional videography companies. They aren't wedding videographers usually, because those people are so great at capturing the magic and kind of piecing it together after. But these people tend to be what we call audio visual companies.
On site, like what hotels have often, they yep. have AV companies, yes, on site. Yes,
exactly. So we will work with them. And yes, we have people around the country that we recommend when couples do want to have that elevated video experience.
So cool. Well, I'm just really excited that, you know, we're joining forces and that I can be a part of people's weddings through Wedfully now. It was something that I really enjoyed doing on my own, just because I'm like, this is amazing. And I love, after so many years in the wedding industry, being able to do something like this. It's so cool. It's so cool. And I really feel like we heard from the stories of the couples that shared with us today that they're so, I've talked about this on the podcast before. I mean, there's so much feeling and emotion and personal and really in some odd way, you feel so much closer mm-hmm. during these virtual weddings, you know, and the experiences that I've had. So I'm really happy about it.
I feel like that's why we gravitated towards you so much. And I loved our conversation. And after we had our first conversation, I immediately messaged Amy and I was like, she gets it. Because you had said during the call, you were like, I can't believe how emotional these are. And that's the most backwards thing, right? Because we're used to technology almost dividing us and being somewhat yes. divisive. But in virtual yeah. weddings, it's like the opposite. It makes the wedding more emotional because you strip down everything. Like there's no more napkin folds or, you know, 5-course meals. It's what people are saying and feeling in that moment towards the couple. And when you said that, I was like, I'm in. Michelle gets it. She understands the emotional aspect. So I think that's really important to hit on for people too, is that it almost elevates it emotionally somehow.
100% agree with you. So, so for everybody listening, you should know that we have this collaboration. We are joining forces with Caroline and everyone at Wedfully. If you go to wedfully.com/bigwedding, you'll see our logo there and a picture of me, and you're going to get $100 off of a Wedfully package. And there is an add-on option if you want yours truly to be the MC, your virtual MC for your wedding. And I can meet you and meet all your peeps, all your family and friends. It'll be super fun. I'm going to participate in the rehearsal. Is that right? And for these weddings.
Yeah. Someone, I need someone to do this, because this is going to be so fun for us to have Michelle there.
and then I will make sure that your guests are feeling really included and having a great time. And it's going to be fun. So I hope, you know, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to email us. I'm going to have, Caroline's information will be also, in the show notes. But really, the really cool thing about Wedfully is you can just click a button and you can chat with somebody or set up a phone call really right away. So you all, you're doing it right. And I'm super stoked to be a part of it.
Yay. Yeah. And you can chat with Kat, who is on, or Kelly and Joe directly. We'll link their wedding stories so that people can talk to them directly too.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, you can hear from the people that they've already been through it. And that's always an advantage. So excellent. All right. Well, thank you.
Yay. Thanks.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Christy Matthews, and Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available for free on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast and be sure to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join us and our amazing members. Just search the Big Wedding Planning Podcast community on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 415-723-1625 and you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you, love your show.
Bye.